It's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just Greg. Come on. Uptown, Greg, you up. Uptown, Greg, you up. Come on now. Uptown, Greg, you up. Uptown, Greg, you up.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
That's the way you're going to look at that, huh?
That's the way the song's written. It's the way it's labeled. And that's the way it is.
Have they cut Mystical completely out of the radio mix of that?
Mystical's in the song?
Mm-hmm.
No, he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard one version of that containing Mystical.
He was in a live performance of it on one of those late night talk shows. And it was great to see Mystical back on the set.
Mystical needed some work.
He got put in prison for about 7 years.
Danger.
He was great. Tyler.
Did he keep busting himself against the wall?
He did.
Do you think that that's what he was doing when he was in prison?
Yeah. He kept trying to step on the tarantula.
Tarantula!
I loved Mystical.
Mystical was pretty great.
I have a funny story about Mystical.
Oh, do tell, Baton Rouge. He is a New Orleans native, right?
So, when I was living in Baton Rouge, my old buddy, Kenny Stubbs, he owned a nightclub. It was called Nightlife.
I thought you were going to say he owned Stubbs Barbecue.
I wish. That would have been fantastic. We would have been jet-setting a lot.
Oh, and Kenny
Stubbs. I probably would have moved in to the west wing of his house had that been
you
the
would,
case.
You got me really excited there for 1 second.
But instead, I lived in the front bedroom of his three-bedroom house, and we partied a lot. So anyway, Kenny owned a nightclub. And at some point during his run of the nightclub ownership, that thing blew up, and it became the hotspot. Matter of fact, it's mentioned in a Mystical song. Says something about when you get to Ruby Tuesday, take a right at the light, and you might catch my rims when milling round nightlife. That's when you know you've made it for that time.
When Mystical had you had directions.
He had directions to the club.
He had directions to your club.
When you get to Ruby Tuesday, you take a right at the light. You might catch his rims when milling round nightlife.
When you get to Ruby Tuesday, make that right at the light, and you might catch my rims when milling round nightlife.
You guys were so bonered for that, weren't you?
Oh my God. I mean, that was Mystical in his heyday.
That's like, prime
couldn't
Mystical.
Get any bigger of an artist, a rapper at the time. It was Mystical. So nightlife was mentioned in there, and it was great. So anyway, Mike, as we like to have called him back in the day, because we were on a personal level with the guy.
Ah, Mike-stical.
Mike Tyler. He was in. We were all hanging out in the back. And, you know, his song was...
Shake It Fast.
Shake It Fast. That's what it's called. Yeah,
show me what you're working with.
Shake It Fast. Watch yourself.
Shake It Fast.
So, in a drunken stupor, as only I could come up with...
Yeah, it's your everyday life.
I was like, why don't you change the song to... Take a bath. Wash yourself. Take a bath. Show me what you're working with.
And he just went, I hate you.
He dead stared me for a minute. And then he went. He's like, oh, you crazy white boys. You know, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, there's my Mystical story.
Congratulations.
Gave him the bro hug, and then we kind of like... Loose giggled, walked away.
You did Doug proud.
Yeah.
You really did.
Speaking of doing people proud.
What?
Big shout out.
To
Craig Wayne Boyd.
What are these names?
Craig Wayne Boyd.
Gacy.
Craig Wayne Boyd.
John Wayne Gacy.
Won The Voice last night.
Who's that?
And the only reason I bring this up.
Is
because now, outside of myself, the small... suburban city of Mesquite can say that they too have a superstar. So there's two superstars that have come out of Mesquite. Me and Craig Wayne Boyd, winner of The Voice.
So essentially what you're saying is there's no superstars to come out of Mesquite, Texas.
Hey, if you win The Voice, you're doing something right.
We will never hear from this guy again.
I don't know. Oh. He's got country sellability, bro. He's from Mesquite.
Uh-huh.
He can play that card mm-hmm. all day long. Grew up around horses and bulls and drove a truck, went to West Mesquite High School. That's where his only flaw is. He went to West Mesquite.
You know what
I went to
the most famous thing about Mesquite is?
What?
The wood that you can use to smoke things with.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I love mesquite wood.
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
that
bro.
Is delicious.
So, shout out to
Craig
Wayne Boyd.
That shout out to Lumberjacks. Shout out to people naming a town after mesquite wood.
And Craig Wayne Boyd.
And Craig Wayne Gacy.
At CWB, y'all. That's his Twitter handle.
Not as good as Ryan's, web guy.
Whatever he does.
Our kid TV guy, Ryan Conway, has the Twitter handle Conway Tweeter. Conway Twitter.
Well, he can't use Twitter.
Oh,
he can't use Twitter in your name.
Yeah.
So he had to change it to Tweeter.
Conway Tweeter.
He was sitting there one day and he's like, I need to come up with the new Twitter name. And I was like, Conway Twitter.
Came up with it?
Yes. And so he tried it and he couldn't do it. So he changed it to Conway Tweeter.
Well, I didn't know that it came from you. But either way, that's the best Twitter name there is.
So what do you have to say?
Good work, Greg Jake.
Thank you.
If that's in fact a true story.
It is an absolute true story. He'll tell you all about it.
Hey, did you see it? We've changed our regulations with Cuba, Greg.
Oh.
Not Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay.
The real Cuba.
Okay, what are those regulations that have changed?
You know the embargo we had on Cuba where we wouldn't send anything in?
Yeah.
We wouldn't get anything out?
Yeah. Gone.
Like Kaiser Sose. Gone.
Puff of smoke.
Gone.
Along with those Cuban cigars we can now get.
I can get Cohibas now for realsies.
That's great.
Oh, man. We're going to get all the Cubans.
Has that gone into effect already?
Today.
So I wonder if there's a massive shipment of Cuban cigars that are coming in. Because so, I need to pick one up because I've got to go celebrate the pregnancy of my buddy Jason's wife with him today.
I was about to just panic and say that you're having another kid and be like, you can't have another kid.
No. No more for me. But yeah, I'm taking my buddy Jason
thing?
Out for some drinks
did
today.
Did you get a little snippy?
No, I haven't gone that route
yet. You should probably do that.
I buy stock in Trojan. They just send me shipments of extra large, giant rubbers every week.
Are they a children's extra large?
Yeah. I got to keep my son protected, too, you know? He's out hooking it up all over the place.
They're like, wow, this is a very large penis for a kid this age.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, this kid's going to be wrecking girls.
This kid's rolling with a thigh between his legs.
This kid's got an extra leg.
It'd be awesome if the Cubans were available now.
Well, they're going to be pretty soon.
Yeah.
They're probably going to have to do, like, backfiling of orders because now all these American cigar companies are not even companies. The distributors are just like, hey, give us your cigars. Come on. We got to get them in here now.
Right.
Because the demand is there.
Well, it's like at the beginning of this year when weed became legal in Colorado and Washington, they're like, I don't think they were prepared for how many people were just going to be hitting the dispensaries. And they ran out of weed. Come on, man. Supply and demand. You got to keep up with the game.
Hey, you can't predict demand on things.
No, you can't. But with weed, you legalize weed.
Do you think that it was like video games where you could pre-order it?
I don't think so.
And it was like $5 off your order and it gave you bonus content.
They give you extra weed.
They give you a little bit extra off the top.
There's just a little bit more weed for you.
Just a hair.
Another shout out
to
this. You know this guy.
Another murderer name.
No, you know this guy. Well, it could be. No, it's not a murderer name.
All right,
it's
say
more
it.
Of a suburban white kid.
All right, say the name.
His name's Tim Halperin.
Oh, Timmy Halps.
T Halps.
What's Timmy Halps doing?
His new song. I don't have it on in front of me, but his song, one of his songs off his new album, is going to be featured on The Biggest Loser tomorrow night.
I feel good about that for Tim, but like, also he's like, yeah, I'm the biggest loser. Do you ever want to be the biggest loser?
I don't want to carry that title. It's very misrepresentative of who you actually are.
Is Timmy getting paid for this?
I would hope so.
Is he getting paid or is he getting paid?
I don't think he's getting paid, but I think he's getting paid.
He's not getting that Coldplay money.
No. That Jerry Jones money.
That Jerry Jones money.
iPhone money.
iPhone money.
No.
What was his name? Oh, God.
Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett.
Marty B.
The greatest.
Yeah. Marty B.
So, Now I want to switch gears to football, if that's all right with you. Also, congratulations, Tim.
Yes, congrats to Tim and Craig Wayne Boyd.
Tim is a friend of mine and yours, but I'd say that he's more of a friend of yours because he'll talk to you with me involved.
Yeah. Well, that's just how it rolls sometimes.
That's just how life is.
Before you get into football.
What?
Coming up after football talk.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 most Googled things in 2014.
Ooh, interesting.
I've got that list. We'll talk.
That's a major market tease right there.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, the Cowboys are having a crisis here.
Oh, my gosh. Are they ever?
So, do you have the leading rusher in the NFL, a guy who's on pace to break all sorts of records.
Mm-hmm.
He broke his hand. Do you play him?
I think that you kind of have to. Because they have to win both of these games.
Mm-hmm.
They have to beat the Colts. They have to beat the Redskins. If they don't, and Philly wins out, Philly wins. And the Cowboys, despite their great unexpected season, they're done.
They won't even get a wild card?
No.
Cowboys could get a wild card spot, couldn't they?
I don't think so.
Don't they have the best record?
There's somebody else that's keeping them out of there. Mm. And I don't have all the stats in front of me because I didn't
read
them. The
Cowboys are like 11-3.
They could potentially not make it to the playoffs this year.
Mm. So
that's insane.
That is insane.
Because of the NFC South.
And the NFC South.
Over there just sucking butt.
Hey, you like the Saints too, so shut your face.
I do like the Saints.
And they're probably going to make the playoffs. But
5-8.
Speaking of the NFC South, guess who's on pace to have the number uno pick?
It would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So last offseason, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers spent a good amount of money in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much the Bucs could potentially have, considering cuts and whatnot, this season to spend in the offseason.
I don't be knowing.
If you would have thought $60 million,
whoa,
you'd be correct. There's going to be a few cuts that the Bucs are going to make. We had some serious busts, like awful busts.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. But
like who?
Like that defensive end we brought in from the Bengals, he was terrible. Offensive line, everybody was horrible. The only good people we got rid of Mark Barron. We're just dumping people off. Lovey's like, you're gone, you're gone, you're dead, you're done. So they're gonna dump more people. Mm-hmm. And we got $60 million to spend. We're gonna get, hopefully, if we lose the next two games, we can get Mariota.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll turn our life around, hopefully.
I don't know.
I don't want Jameis Winston. Do not draft Jameis Winston.
No, that guy's stock has fallen so far.
He's a second rounder at this point, right?
He's not going to go number one overall.
Do you think he's still a first rounder?
There's a bonehead team out there that's going to take him.
Raiders.
Sure. Yeah. Like the Raiders, or I don't think the Bucks would take him.
I hope they don't. If Marcus Mariota's on the board, you can't take Jameis Winston.
No.
You just can't.
But it's still a crapshoot, too, because there's so many Heisman Trophy winners that have been in that were drafted.
They were awful garbage.
And just sucked.
Yeah.
Johnny Football, what did he do the other day? He was awful.
Well, Johnny Football, everybody knew he was awful. He's not a pro-style quarterback
right.
by any means.
Yeah.
Now, the theory that I've always had with college football is teams that play teams that are, closer to what they play, like the skill level for everybody on the team, produce better quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the quarterback's used to having coverage on receivers.
Right.
So you get to see how he actually performs.
Yeah.
If you have good receivers that can burn corners and defensive ends, then you'll obviously have easy throws.
Mm-hmm.
So you get these guys who put up ridiculous yards and then suck in the pros because they've never seen what coverage looks like.
Well, yeah, they've never played anybody with skill out on the corner.
Exactly.
I mean, you're taking advantage of an 18-year-old kid.
Egg.
Most of the time.
Exactly. 18,
19, 20-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you get up into the league with a pro.
Mm-hmm. That's his job.
Right. It's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope that they do get him. And I hope that, for your sake, that he's somewhat of a success.
I just need a competent quarterback and a franchise quarterback, which is something the Bucs haven't had in forever. Our last franchise quarterback was Trent Dilfer.
Oh, my God.
Trent effing Dilfer. And he sucked.
He won you a Super Bowl, though, didn't he?
No, that was Brad Johnson.
Oh, it was
Journeyman
Johnson.
Quarterback.
former Dallas Cowboy backup.
Competent quarterback, which is what we were hoping that McCown would be, because that would have just carried us.
Right.
Lovie Smith's defense has kind of turned it around. They got blown out in the first couple weeks, but I think they all didn't know what to do, and they've looked much better. Mm-hmm. It's just we don't have any competent quarterback there.
Right.
Tampa Bay can turn our fortunes around and get some actual good picks.
Yep.
They said we had the best offseason in a while with on spec.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that it was all bad. Every move we made was bad.
Maybe next year.
GM of the year right now.
Maybe next year could be the year for you guys.
He really turned it around.
All right.
So tell me these top 10.
All right.
Is this Googled things?
Yeah, this is from Google itself. So these
is this real or is this a bit?
No, this is real.
Okay.
This is legit. So these are the top 10 most Googled things for 2014.
Can I guess and you can give me some numbers?
You go for it.
I'm going to say Ebola.
Where do you think that comes in?
It's got to be top three.
Ebola. Number three.
Boom.
Got it.
All right.
Because everybody was looking up Ebola.
I'm going to say Disney's Frozen.
Disney's Frozen.
Yes.
Number nine.
Boom. That's two.
Yeah. Good job.
Let's see here.
I don't understand why that one's still relevant.
Because it's every girl dressed up like it for Halloween.
I mean, it's just out of control.
The Let It Go videos.
My daughter, she's asking for a Princess Elsa snow globe or something. And I guess it's like the hot item to have.
Uh-oh.
And I don't think
you haven't gotten off your
Erica,
lazy keister, have you?
No. Erica found it.
Okay. Did she get it?
No.
Oh,
because it was
no.
sold out. She found it at the original price of like $50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So then she looked everywhere. And of course, as they start to sell out and they start to pop up, the price gets inflated. And she found it for like $150.
It's Princess Elsa snow globe.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
I don't see anything. My first snow... No. Is it this thing? The little girl
yes.
thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called?
This is my first Disney Princess Frozen Snow Glow.
Snow Glow. There
snow
you go.
Snow Glow Elsa. And right now on Amazon, you can get it for $50.
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know, because when we looked for it earlier, it was sold out.
Well, I got 158 new with free shipping.
Nice.
So if you need one.
No, we've got one.
Okay, you got one.
Yeah, it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue the list.
Let's see here. What else would have been popular?
You got Frozen.
Uh-huh.
You got Ebola.
All right, so that's two
yep.
of ten. Robin Williams.
Ooh, Robin Williams. Did he make the list this year?
He had to have.
Where do you think he came in?
Four.
Robin Williams, number one.
Wow.
He was the number one most Googled thing in 2014.
You know what? Rightfully so. He was an American treasure. That is an A-lister.
That's a giant A-lister.
Giant A-lister. There's not many Robin Williams movies I don't like.
Right. Name three you don't like.
Oh, God. Was that one where he was the old man, but he was the kid?
Jack.
I didn't like that one much.
It was a tearjerker.
I'm trying to think of the worst Robin Williams movies. I didn't like The Fisher King much.
Didn't see it. I know that comes as a shock.
All right, so there was the one where he was the robot. Remember, and he turned into a human?
No.
Over time, Bicentennial Man.
I don't remember that at all.
It was not one. Man, he had so many movies.
Was that a comedy?
No.
Okay.
It was like a serious movie. I can't believe he was in this. Oh, you know what movie I loved that he was in? Death to Smoochie. I loved that movie.
That was a great one.
I believe the worst one he was in was called RV. It was that movie where he was in obviously the RV.
I don't remember that one at all. Forgettable.
Yeah.
All right, so he tops the list.
Okay, and these are the most Googled things.
Of 2014.
2014, let me think here.
Damn, my foot's falling asleep.
Let's do Family Feud thing. So if I get three X's,
okay,
you can just rattle the rest off.
Okay.
So
far, you're on a roll.
Kim Kardashian? Ooh.
You would think.
I would.
She's always a Googleable commodity in the world of Googling.
Justin Bieber. Two X's.
Yeah. He's been fairly silent this year.
He has, but I still feel like girls Google him all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't make the list.
Just to see what he's doing.
Mm-mm.
What else happened this year?
One more X and you're out.
I don't want to be out. I want to be in.
Yeah. We all want to be in.
World Cup?
World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on the list? Ding! Number two.
Ooh, I got 1, 2, and 3?
You got 1, 2, and 9.
Oh,
you got 1, 2, 3, and 9, yeah.
Okay.
So you've got the top three stories.
All right.
Robin Williams, World Cup, and Ebola.
Hmm. What else happened this year?
Why do you think I'm going to get high on my Sharpie?
Yeah, that's in there. I just say like Weebles, and you'll be like, yeah, Weebles were in there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Weebles.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
You're like number 12 on the top 10 list, man.
Let's think here. What else happened this year?
There's a few that are really huge. What was the big rage 2 months ago?
Is Edward Snowden in there?
No.
There's no Edward Snowden?
No Edward Snowden.
All right.
I'm going to give you one last chance. What's been the most gigantic story of the last 2 months? It is huge.
It's like right on oh God.
All right.
All right. So no, number 10. What's number 10?
Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, because of the Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my bad.
Number 9 was Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, this is the one I was alluding to.
Mm.
Ferguson.
Oh, damn it.
Ferguson.
Okay.
That's huge.
What's wrong with me?
That's huge. Now, that should spark the next one. What's the other big thing that people would
be good? The guy who got choked out?
No, not. It has nothing to do with Ferguson or race relations or police.
Is it politics?
There's some that play into it. But it's mostly, you know.
Climate change?
No.
Obama?
No.
Obamacare?
No.
I don't know. What is it?
ISIS.
Oh, ISIS. They were hot this year.
Yeah. Yeah, Ferguson. Number 7 is
Ferguson
ISIS.
Ferguson and ISIS.
Number 6 was a short-lived phenomenon, a very viral YouTube sensation that took place.
Oh, Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ice Bucket Challenge.
Give me a hint, and I'll guess it.
Number 5 is going to blow your mind. I would not think that this would be one of the, or number 5 on the list of the top 10 things.
Okay, what's
Google.
It relating to?
It's related to, it's a game, and it's related to your iPhone. And it's an app.
Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird was number 5.
Flappy Bird was hot for a minute.
And then...
Remember when we tried to buy it?
Yes.
And
we turned it into Big Al Flappy Bird or
Big
whatever.
Big Flappy Al.
Big Flappy Al. All right, and then the number 4 story on the Google top 10 most searched things of 2014, Malaysia Airlines.
Mm, they still haven't found it.
Still hadn't found it. Where did that plane go?
Mm.
So there you go. There's your Google list for 2014.
Police got my car.
Beep, 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 beep.
Police got my car.
Beep, 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 beep.
Police got my car. Something, something, police and car.
All right. There you go. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe, and stuff. And things. Stuff and things.
Boners.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to keep sniffing my pen.
All right, have fun.
Boom out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.